This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Hello, good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. My name is Keras. I'm kind of well known in the area for what I do, body work and spiritual work. And also, I love talking to people and finding out who they are and what they do. So this morning, I am joined by Emma Wood. Hello, Emma. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. So it's quite exciting for me. We've not met before.
No, I'm really excited to be here.
Me too. I'm looking forward to getting to know you.
Me too. I know. I'm actually super grateful that you popped up because I keep getting little nudges about podcasts and I just didn't know what it was. And then you messaged and I was like, this is it. I'm taking it. Stepping out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
In a stranger's house. Like, we're here. We're pushing through. But I'm excited because I know I'm supposed to be here right now.
Excellent. I love that. So tell me about you. Where do we start?
I'm like, what's my name? I don't know. I hate it when people ask me that. I'm like, okay, well, my name is Emma. I'm 30 years old. I love nature and animals.
Yes.
Quite spiritual. I feel very lucky to have some gifts that kind of know when things are about to happen.
Yeah.
Get some feelings, get some cute, nice visions, but also I get a lot of ones that aren't like nice. They're not like, you know, like people would get a little inkling that it's something like really amazing and positive. Mine could be like something really sad that's going to happen to someone.
Yes.
Or like a really traumatic experience, and I'll know that.
Yeah.
So I, like, for a long time I was quite like, oh, why do I get these horrible ones? Why do I get like, you know, warnings type of a warning type of things,
like premonitions.
Yeah, but it's like I'm now learning that it's not actually a terrible thing to have. Like, it's just the way I am, and we just gotta go with the flow and be all good about it. But yeah, I used to be really scared of my dreams and my little inklings that come through, and now I'm very, very grateful for it. But I'm still learning why and what and what is all of this, because you hear of people and they'll be like, oh, this is coming for you, I can feel this and this, oh, amazing things for you. And I can sit here and be like, there is a car crash coming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's kind of like, hey, you should stop speeding. Slow down a little.
Yeah.
But not everyone will listen to you. But yeah, it's quite, yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm just here. I don't know why I'm here, but I know I'm here to just talk about my little gifts and just, you know, get to know others that are similar to me, because I've felt quite alone a lot of my life with what I have that goes on. So I'm like stepping out of my comfort zone and talking about it a bit more. And yeah, no, it's a cool thing.
But yeah,
it's a scary thing, you know? So that's why I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm also very grateful for what comes through. But yeah, we're learning.
Oh, totally. I completely resonate with your story. I was 9 years old when I have my first recollection of seeing spirit. And the same, you know, it was as solid as you were, and it was during a quite a traumatic event, during an accident, and he was my saviour.
Wow.
Literally, I went to a playground, long story short, and my friend and I ran to play on the slide because everybody was using the rest of the equipment. And I was standing by the side of the slide, and she was halfway down, the slide fell over and landed on my legs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
Left me trapped under the slide. And she tried pulling the slide up, but it wasn't possible because she was only, you know, she was only tiny. I was trying to push it from my end, and we managed to raise it about 2 inches, which is enough for me to pull one of my legs out. And I thought, ah, you know, I'll use this leg as a barrier. I was in no pain, right? No pain.
Yeah.
I'll use this leg as a lever, not a barrier, and I'll push, and then we'll both be able to raise it. But as soon as I put my leg on the other side of the slide, my foot kept just dropping, just kept dropping. And I said, oh, I think I've broken my leg.
Oh, my God.
And again, no pain. Right? This is, what's that word? What's that hormone?
I don't know, but I know
adrenaline.
Yeah.
Adrenaline kicks in situations like
You're in shock and you wouldn't even realize anything's like, broken.
What's going on? And when we realized that my leg might be broken because it wasn't working, and I said, I couldn't leave, obviously. I had my other leg stuck under the slide. And I said, you're going to have to run off and get the adults. You're going to have to go and help, get the adults and come and help me. And as she left to run down the path that we'd run up, there was a young lad. He was teenage, I'd say, because I could see bum fluff on his face.
Yep.
And as he walked over to me, and I kept hearing the words, "You're okay, you're safe, you're okay," but his mouth wasn't moving. I could hear him talking in my head.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I loved it so much. I loved it so much.
And the closer he came, and I was like, "Okay," I said, "Well, I'm stuck." He said, "Yeah, I can see that." And I said, "Well, I think my leg's broken." "Yeah, I think so too." He just said, he kept saying, the adults are coming, you're going to be okay. And after we felt like forever,
yeah.
I said, the adults ain't coming. Yes, they are, they're on the way. They know about you, they've been alerted, they're on the way. And I turned to him, I said, well, you are here now, why can't you help me? And the stranger smile came over his face, and he walked around to the front of the slide, and he lifted it up just enough for me to shuffle my bum back, so I was no longer under the slide, and I was sitting on the grass. And then he put the slide back down. He said, there you go. And that's when I realised that angels cannot help you unless you ask for it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I got told that not that long ago. Yeah. Oh, I just hit the speaker.
It's okay.
Is it okay? Oh, my God, I hit my chest. I literally got told that the other day from one of my angels, and they said, we're here,
yeah,
you just need to ask for help.
That's exactly,
and that's what I haven't been doing. Yeah. And so lately I've been,
they
like,
they can
talking
stand there
more
and watch you, and you know, they can send you love, but they cannot physically do anything until you ask for help.
Yeah. Oh, my ancestors have probably watched me for years just stand over me, just laughing at me, being like, you know what you need to do, but you're not doing it.
Yeah.
My angels have just been, I know that they've talked shit or they've laughed at me because they've watched me just be on the ground crying like, oh, why me? Why me? Why did this happen to me? And then next minute I'm like, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You actually just need to talk to them because they're with you.
Absolutely.
And now I'm like way more like just all good with talking with them and stuff. But back then I was like, nah, they're going to think they're probably just embarrassed that I'm sitting here going, thinking that I can't see them or talk to them, but they are there.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I mean?
Oh,
but I'm like, now that we know that they're actually there, we can ask them for help.
Absolutely.
It's just like, oh, I wish I knew that at a young age. But
yeah, tell me about it. After that result, you know, so my parents took I did end up breaking my leg. I was in a wheelchair for 6 months because my leg was up to my thigh in plaster, you know?
Same.
But yeah, it was like, you can't tell anybody about this. People will think you're crazy.
Yeah.
And my mum took the council to court because it was an accident that should never happened, and she told me that I might have to go up on the stand as a witness and tell the judge what happened, but under no circumstances can you tell them a ghost lifted the slide off your leg.
True.
Because nobody would ever
actually
believe
yeah
you.
No, I wouldn't have done that either. I would have been like, nope.
Yeah,
nope.
So yeah, no, I've always been a truth speaker. I cannot lie to tell, you know, I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah.
If I was on that stand, I would have spoken my truth.
Yeah, so not even like, this girl's crazy.
Yeah, thankfully
but
I didn't have to.
You need to listen to the kids. The kids are the ones that are most tapped in and can actually see them. Like, oh, I listen to kids all the time. Like my best friend's toddler went up to her and goes, you got baby in puku? And my best friend was like, no, I don't. And then she went and took a test.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she had it, and she was pregnant. And yeah, it's just like, I'm like, we got to listen to the kids.
Yeah.
They know. Absolutely. They know what's up. Or like, they see more than what we see now. Because when you get older, you like get kind of brainwashed by the government and society to not think those things.
Well, it's not just the government and society. You know, we as human beings have been raised to think a certain way.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, they've given people like us a special word. Imagination.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right. It's just your imagination. Well, how did my imagination manifest me from underneath the slide, a steel, big metal slide?
With a broken foot.
With a broken leg and end up on the grass, because those adults came along, didn't believe me. I was not believed until I got to hospital and they x-rayed me.
Wow.
So manifest that.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm not one to disagree on anybody's beliefs.
Yeah,
everybody's got their own belief pattern.
Yeah,
but when you know, you know.
Yeah,
and this type of thing is like riding a bike. Yeah. Once you've learned to ride a bike, unless you've had some sort of mega injury, brain injury, and you know you're unable to, you've got to learn to walk and talk again. You will never forget how to ride a bike. You might be a bit wobbly.
Yeah, yeah.
But the truth is always there. And that's been me all my life. And my guardian angels, I'm pretty sure they're scratching their head going, oh, my God, what's she up to now?
Same. You know, my when I was 5, I went to give my brother a fright. And he, like, just went like, ugh, like that kind of to me. And picked me up this far off the ground and popped me back down. And mum's like, okay, get up for work. And I'm like, no, get up for school. Well, I was 5, it would have been 7. We're waiting for the bus. And she goes, get up. I go, mum, I can't get up. She goes, no, come on, seriously, get up. You need to go to school. The bus is like 2 minutes coming down the road. Like, get up.
And I said,
mum. And I'm not crying. I'm not anything.
Yeah.
I go, I can't move. And she's like, oh, Emma just doesn't want to go to school.
Dramatic child.
Sends her off, sends my brother off to the bus. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna pick you up and drive you to school. Because my mum worked night shifts. So she was like, I don't have time for this. I need to go to sleep. And so she touches me. I'm on the ground, just sitting there, just like this kind of. She touches me and I start screaming, like horrendous screaming. And she's like, what is this? Lays me down in the back seat, and this is when she actually realized something's actually wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because you're screaming, but you can't move. And then she lays me down in the back seat of the car. And I remember this being the most like worst time of my life. It was like a really old school car. Like, you know, back when I'm 30 now, this is back when we were 5. So I remember the bumps in the road. It was like I was just screaming laying in the back seat. She takes me into hospital. And my hip had moved, my right hip had moved to my bum cheek.
Wow, dislocation.
Completely dislocated, completely out of this whole socket. But I was in no pain. I was just sitting there until I actually tried to move.
Yeah.
And she never believed me until they popped me in. And then they literally were like, she needs surgery.
Yeah.
And so they chucked me in surgery. And then I got put in a cast from above my hips to my knees, with a bar across there, and was put in hospital for so long, and then was in a wheelchair after that.
Yeah.
And then I get home, and my brother pushes me out of the wheelchair down the stairs. And I'm just like, oh my God. But I'm like, I had no pain or anything. And then when you're saying that you were literally just in a cast from there to there, I'm like, that literally happened to me too.
Yeah.
But had no pain and then was stuck in hospital, stuck in a wheelchair. I missed like year 5. So I'm blaming this to why I can't write properly.
Yeah.
Because I write so terrible. But I missed all of that time frame to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's crazy. And I had dislocations my whole life after that.
Okay.
My whole life, my knees, my elbows, my shoulders. And I was just like, she'll grow out of it. And then I did. But it's just like, it was a horrible time. Very horrible. But I'm like, sounds so similar to me.
I'm remembering the journey to the hospital because they didn't call the ambulance. They took me and my mum to hospital. And I was sitting on my mother's lap in the front seat of the maintenance man's vehicle. And I'm a few years older than you, so it would have been a car that was 20 years older than the car you drove in.
Oh,
I felt
no.
every pothole. I felt yep. every lump on the road, even the traffic lights, because by this time
and it's the longest journey,
kick in.
The longest journey of your life. When yeah. really the hospital is like 10 minutes away. But no, I went through something very similar. That's really crazy.
Bizarre, right?
Yeah. I love it though.
See. Ah, well, that's an interesting little story we told just now, and I think that needs to be followed up with the music. What would you like to play first?
Well, I have this, what would they call, like an artist called Shift to Abundance, and I literally, the second I wake up, I play them because they're just positive, spiritual, like, artist. I don't know, a band, but they play what we need to hear.
Oh, I love it.
You know? Yeah, they play what we need to hear. And, like, it's really been helping me just with my mindset and realizing, you know, you speak, like, manifestations and you listen to it and it will literally come true.
Totally does.
And I'm like, I've been playing this the second I wake up. And you know what? Good news is always on the way. And that's exactly what it's called.
Excellent. Can't wait to hear it. Thank you, Emma.
Something beautiful is happening, I can feel it today. Good news is on the way, good news every day. Today is going to be a great day, I can feel it in my way. Everything I ever wanted is arriving today. Life keeps opening doors in the most natural way. I feel the joy, I feel the happiness, something inside of me said, today is the day. Breathe it in, I let it stay. Something amazing is happening today. Good news is on the way. Good news is every day. Beautiful things keep finding me in the most magical way. Today is my moment, I feel it inside. Everything I asked was arriving in my life. Good news is on the way. Good news every day. Good news is on the way. Good news every day. Life keeps surprising. Second feels lighter, like the weight is gone. My blessings are coming, I feel them today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life keeps placing miracles right in my way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This day feels amazing, better than I thought. Everything I dreamed of is already here in my world. I breathe it in, I let it stay. Something amazing is happening today. I breathe it in. Stay. Something amazing has happened today. Good news is on the way. Good news every day. Beautiful things keep finding me in the most magical way. Today is my moment, I feel it inside. Everything I asked was arriving in my life. Good news is on the way. Good news every day. Life keeps bringing the best to me. Good news is on the way. Good news every day. Beautiful things keep finding me. Most magical way. Today is my moment, I feel it inside. Everything I asked was arriving in my life. Good news is on the way. And the pleasure every day. Good news a day. I can feel it now. Everything is to stay.
Oh wow, Yeah, that's another new one on me. It's not the best thing about doing what I do and what I love more than anything is I'm just introduced so much more new music. It's not new to the world, but it's new to me. I've never been one to chase music or to go looking for other things.
Oh, really?
It's always been introduced to me. Yeah. And then I'll find something, I like that song, and I'll find the artist, and I'll listen to the album.
Yep, same.
And I got that on repeat and repeat and repeat until I'm given something else. I still love CDs. My friends used to like, oh, if you like this, I'll record the CD for you in the car. Oh, do you remember tapes?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I'm showing my age now. But yeah, I'd play that and I'd record it and I'd just play it over and over and over again. And that's why I love manifestation music.
Me too.
Because what you put in your brain is what is going to come to pass.
And what you listen to. Like, absolutely. It's all frequency and energy. If you listen to good energy, you know, that's what's going to surround you.
Yeah.
You listen to really sad, negative. Don't get me wrong, I love some like rap and all of that,
yeah.
But I'm learning that if you want to feel good, you need to listen to the right vibes.
Yeah. I mean, I've grew up on heavy metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that you understand.
You know?
Yeah.
I've always loved the rock music, but not the thrash music.
Yeah.
I've always loved the long hair and lipstick, the glam rock, but it's always had a positive message.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about love and, you know, emotion and all that kind of stuff, not the rah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you're like, what are you saying? They're just screaming at me.
As soon as I listen to that music, my head explodes pretty much. I'm like, I can't do this. I need to get out of this room.
Yeah, no.
But, everybody to their own, but that's just me. So I prefer to fill my brain with nice, positive, fluffy.
Especially if you're like mentally not having a good time, like people do get negative thoughts, and I've gone through that road before. So it's like if I wake up and just play something like this, it literally like chooses how I'm gonna be that day.
Absolutely.
And if you literally listen to positive music, it just could like trains your brain even more if you struggle to do it yourself.
Yes.
Like when I was first getting into meditation, I actually struggled to do the ones complete silence.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my brain would just go on override and I couldn't actually get into a meditation. So I started with going to guided.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now I'll even meditate to this music.
Yes.
Because it's still putting like the good words and vibrations into me, because I'm like, you don't actually have to sit there in pure silence, but just sitting there swaying to this, it changes your brain.
Absolutely.
Like in so many ways.
I mean, I used to listen a lot to Abraham Hicks, and he was the one medium out on air at that time who actually understood and translated my thoughts into words.
Yeah.
And they said that the first, you know, if you get into a bad mood, you've only got to change your mind or change your thinking for 17 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of easy.
It is, because you're changing your vibration. So if you're thinking of if you're thinking of something negative and you put, say the song, right? This is 3 minutes. This song is 3 minutes, 30 seconds, right? So if you're thinking in a really bad mood or you can't get out of your own head, which is a place that I live a lot.
Yeah.
I put on some music and you're listening to that music. Good things are going to happen. This is a temporary experience.
Yeah.
Things are going to change. And by the time that song is over, I can find myself thinking about other things.
Yeah.
Not just constantly being absorbed into a negative attitude.
Yeah, and that like mind loop of negativity. And like, absolutely. If you just get out of it, it completely changes your perspective.
And I also know that I can't be around people who are constantly criticizing or constantly negative attitudes.
No, I can't. It makes me sick. Like, yeah, I'm literally like, I feel myself like kind of like getting eaten alive if I'm in a room of negative people.
Yes.
But I'm very sensitive. Like, I can feel someone's negative energy or positive before I'm even in the building.
Absolutely.
You know, like your body and gut and guides will tell you, oh, we ain't going in there today.
Yeah, yeah,
someone
yeah.
in there is nasty or needs to work on some stuff you know, like we all have our stuff we need to work on.
We totally do. But as as a spiritual being, it is important that we put ourselves first.
Yeah, protect your peace. And I wasn't doing that for a very long time.
Yeah.
And now I wake up and I'll just play this stuff and I'll be like, you know what? Like, life's actually really good. Like we're actually we're actually all good. No need to sulk about it anymore. We're on a better track now. And that's only from just the power of positive words and music and energy.
Absolutely, 100%. Ah, so what are you going to be doing with yourselves now then, Emma? What's your plans for the future?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I just know I'm here to make the world a better place.
Yes.
And help others and animals. I, from a very young age, I never even knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Never knew it. And any time someone would ask me, I would say, I just want to help animals.
Yeah.
Or I would say, I just want to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And I never understood that until I got older and realized that, you know, when someone asks you that when you're 10, what do you want to do when you're older? And they go, I want to be a firefighter or something. I would be like, I just want to make the world a better place. And I'm realizing that if someone asked me that when I was little, that job wasn't even available or even hadn't even happened. So now I'm older and I'm like, I actually can make the world a better place by doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I was actually always answering my truth. But back then you had to either go, I'm going to be a nurse, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But I'm like, actually, I am doing what I was supposed to do. And I know I'm here to make the world a better place and help others. And like my first word was meow. So that's when you know that I'm like, I was here to help animals. And I always wanted to be a vet. But I said, I also believed I was too dumb. I didn't think I could do the science and all of that behind it, because I did struggle in school with like biology and all of those things. And it's like, now I'm older, I've fostered animals, I've got 4 cats and 2 dogs, I've like rehomed a million animals, like, so I'm like, I am doing what I'm supposed to do, but it's not how society taught you to do it, you know. So I'm here to pave a new path and do whatever the hell I want, because this is what I'm actually supposed to do.
And that's the thing with society in general as well, you know, not everywhere, everybody's got different opinions, but the general society that I grew up in, for example, sounds similar to the society that you experience, where you couldn't have high hopes.
Yeah.
You know, what makes you think that you can do stuff like that? You're just a small country girl, or for me, I was just a valley girl.
Yeah.
I never had any ambition at all whatsoever. In fact, I did have 3 ambitions. One, I wanted to work in an ice cream truck.
That's so cool.
I wanted to pull ice creams.
I would love to have a Mr. Whippy van. Like, love it.
Second one, I wanted to work in a fish and chip shop.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Which I did end up doing.
Yeah.
And the third one, I was wanted to work in a pub, which I did in that one as well.
Yeah.
But that was considered a proper job.
Yeah.
Either that or factory work.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to have ambitions.
Yeah. Or go outside and just meditate for as long as you want. Like, it's not normal to do that. And now I choose to do that.
Yeah.
And no one can really stop me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're here to just pave a new path. Because I got a massive loan from thinking I had to go study.
Yeah, yeah.
But also that was where I was supposed to go at that time. Yes. And all the people I met down in Wellington when I did study for travel and tourism, a lot of them are like major shifts in my life. So it's like, I know I was supposed to be down there doing that, but I know when I was supposed to come home.
Yeah.
You know, because I got my, about 8 years ago, I went to a dentist and I got my jaw cracked by a freak accident. And then about 4 months later, I got sexually assaulted by a friend.
Oh.
Yeah. And this wasn't even like the first time that it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed for a few more months to stay alive for my friend, not even for myself, because I grew up being a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Because that's just, if you just, you know, you put yourself in other people's shoes. To. Yeah. Like I was a major people pleaser. Like I literally was out here wanting to die because of what had happened to me, but I was staying alive to help my friend who had just had her dad pass away.
Yeah.
And so I was like literally staying alive for her. And then when I kind of wasn't actually getting much back from the friendship, I was like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
And then I started to do it for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it got even harder. It actually got harder because you just go to like therapy and counseling and eating disorder teams and all of that. And it's like, I thought it was going to be like this easy journey. I'd be back to Wellington in a year. And now I'm still in New Plymouth 8 years later, not even working or like doing anything, but I'm a completely like, completely different person.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for it. Like, I'm so grateful for the dentist who cracked my jaw.
Mm.
And like, that sounds insane because right now I'm sitting in front of you and I have this horrendous chronic pain across my face. My face is shaking. It does whatever it wants. And I even wanted years ago in lockdown, I brought a podcast set and then I got the fear of everything set in. Because yeah. when you lose your like gifts and hope and all of that, you like, I just went, I can't even explain it. I'd lost all of my like worth and forgot how tapped in I was. And also went on a whole lot of medication, which I feel like blocked a lot of my gifts and all of that. And I'm slowly coming out of it. Where I'm learning that I'm like, oh, you are actually really tapped in. Like you're actually really smart. And it's yeah. like, I actually can do a lot more than what I didn't ever think I could do. And like, I'm not even embarrassed to sit here and say, I don't work right now. I don't have any income. I'm not on the benefit. I'm not on anything. But I'm absolutely loving my life
yeah.
because I'm literally getting back to where I'm supposed to be. And like, I had got rid of that podcast. It sat under my bed for about 4 years because I had the fear of going, why did I get a podcast? It hurts you to talk.
Yeah.
So I stopped talking.
Yeah.
For years, I lost my voice. I lost my spark. But I thought that was the best thing to do to save the pain in my face. And then when I saw your message and was like, oh, I do a podcast, I do this, I was like, you have to do this. Like, you actually have to do this because now I have no fear of talking, even though how much it hurts me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, I'm actually here to speak up and tell everyone my story yeah. and talk about it because I'm literally, what's the word? What do I always say about myself? I am like the walking, oh God, I can't even remember what it is, but like, I'm proof that you can get past all wounded your shit.
Healer. Wounded healer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. Yeah, I do, but I am a healer, but I had to heal myself first, yeah. and now I can help others because, yeah, I believe the ones that are here to do the most powerful work are the ones who get destroyed because there's a lot of people out there that don't want me to speak up, you know?
Yeah.
They're scared of me speaking up.
Because they might lose what power they think.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, you've already lost it. Yeah. Like, I'm like, everyone should be scared. Emma Waters got her voice back and she is a correct jaw and she ain't afraid to speak up now because I'm like, I literally have Don't Give Up tattered on me.
I love it.
For the people walking behind me.
Yeah.
Because I've gone through that state where I'm like, I believed I shouldn't be here from what had happened to me. And then I literally, if I saw that, like your top right now says, actually I can. And I'm like, that's just another reminder that we can. Like you're literally like, if you see, listen and believe the positive like messages that are out there, you'll literally just get through it.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's why I'm so proud to sit here and be talking with you. Because 5 years ago, I'd have been like, I'm not talking. Do you know how bad that, like the fear of talking to someone for an hour, like, I'm going to go home and be riddled in pain.
Yeah.
And the old Emma would have been too scared to do that or put myself in more pain.
Yeah.
And now I'm out here being like, I don't even care. I don't care how much pain comes with it.
I might be able to help you with that. We'll talk about that later.
Awesome. Okay? Love that.
The other part of my job is I'm a body worker. I work with muscles and stuff like that. So we can have a little look at that once we finish today.
Awesome.
That could be cool. I also would like to share with you, do you know the story about the cards? How the cards came around?
Not really.
So my cards are called Peace of Mind.
Okay.
And while I was going through my nightmare, I lost everybody. Everybody I thought were close to me.
Yep.
My family, my husband, my friends, they all disappeared. And I was left with just me.
Yeah.
And my son. I was married, but I was practically a single mom.
Yeah.
And again, I can understand the amount of times that mum and dad were just up the road and I used to drop my son off there for an hour or so in the afternoon for me to come and have some quiet time. And the amount of times that I used to think, I think I'll call my husband and tell him to come straight home instead of picking our son up, because I really didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
I never did it, but there was many occasions when I thought of it.
Yeah, I fully understand that.
And while I was in that area, I had nobody to turn to but me. Inside, my guides.
That's where you're supposed to go.
That's where you have to go. Yeah. And they started giving me pictures. And one by one, these pictures answered questions. What's going on? Why am I experiencing this? Why did I experience that? And I had no memories of my childhood except for traumatic events. Yeah.
Me too.
So as I was pulling these cards out of my mind, they were the images which translated into an energy. Okay. A card may show you one thing, but it's an energy behind that thing that's important. Yeah. And as I was starting to release these traumatic memories, all these other memories started coming back.
Okay.
So the more you can release from your mind, the more room you've got for good things to come back.
Okay,
it's not
fully
such
get
a
it.
jumbled mix, yeah. And in a minute, I'll show you the cards, because these cards don't just work for me; they work for everybody. But it took me to that point in my life to have nobody, to completely trust that this is what I'm meant to be doing.
Pure isolation,
yes,
will literally change your whole life.
Absolutely,
but it's like the most saddest, loneliest time. Like a spiritual awakening is horrible. It's not a fun time.
And it's not just one.
It's multiple. Like you think you're like, you get there and then like the universe throws another thing that you've got to learn. And it's crazy, but it's like, I wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
You know?
Right now I'm back in New Plymouth, right? I've come back to Taranaki. I'm surrounded by the people who I feel is my family.
Your
not
soul
blood.
Family.
My
soul,
soul family is here. I'm here with the people who understand me.
Yeah.
The ones who don't put me down for having my own thoughts and feelings. The ones who don't criticize me or attack me for standing up for myself, which is something I've never had my entire life until now. I've now got the bravery to say, you know what? You are entitled to your opinion, but so am I.
Yeah.
And I will not put up with people being abusive, controlling, or narcissistic around me or my son anymore.
You're protecting your peace. And you know your worth now. And that's where I'm at now.
That's exactly where you are now.
I'm learning that I'm like, oh no, we actually deserve better, so we'll go around better.
Yes.
Like I cried for years and asked for people to understand me and be around people who are like me, and I'm finally meeting those people. Like I was is it Sarah who got us all involved? She turned up to my house, and she's just down the road, and I'd already seen her name on the Egmont Village community page. Like she was an angel that was supposed to come in my life, because she turned up at my house in a dressing gown and her dog in the back. And I literally said, is this me? Like, because I live in my dressing gown. I live in it and have dogs and animals. And she turned up and she was just like, I feel like you need to, like, be a part of this, our group chat the other spiritual people that are here in Egmont Village and Taranaki and all of that. And I literally cried, because I was like, I have been waiting to find people just like me.
Yeah.
And she's put me or helped me come into contact with all of you guys who are actually similar to me, because I thought I was so alone for so long, and now I'm meeting all these people who just think like me or just are so open to abundance and love and light and helping other people. And I'm like, it's so rewarding, because I'm like, it only took me 30 years to like be around people who are like, who love me for me, and it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm very grateful for it.
Well, you know the saying, your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah, because I did have a low vibe for a while, you know, and I just, it was a very sad time. And now I'm just like, oh, it's not so bad. We're all good now.
Yeah.
But you've got to go through all your healing, or bits of it, because, you know, you never stop healing.
Yeah.
But you've got to go through this to literally find everyone else.
100%.
You know?
And more importantly, you need to find you.
Yeah. That's the most important. And I'm finally doing that. And it sounds like you're there too. When you learn your worth, people will start being like, oh, like, she's a bitch now. And you're like, no, I'm just not letting you actually be mean to me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, or control me and manipulate me, especially when you're a giver.
Absolutely.
I have given my whole world. Like, if someone came up to me right now and said, I have no food, I would give them every dollar in my account, and I haven't even eaten yet.
Yeah.
But, like, I still am not going to change it about myself, but I'm going to learn my boundaries and be like, actually, no, let's go both get us food. Because I'm going to help you help me.
True fact.
You know, but we all had to go through the hard times to figure that out, and I'm very grateful for other people slowly getting there.
Yeah.
Because you can't make someone else wake up or just, like...
And that's the one thing I always say. I can't force you to choose me. Yeah. I have to choose myself.
Yeah.
If you choose, great. But I can't force anybody to be in my life.
Yeah. And which I just think we could.
If they do come in my life, they need to respect my boundaries.
Yeah. Protect your peace.
Absolutely.
It's a really hard thing to do.
Totally.
I still feel bad. Like, this morning I actually said no to a friend for something, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I feel really bad. But then I'm like, no, because my body told me that it's not what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm finally listening to myself, because you wonder why you have a panic and anxiety attack.
Yeah.
It's because you're not supposed to go to that area.
There's one method that I always share with all my clients and friends and whoever needs to come and talk to me. Your body's got, like, its own natural pendulum inside.
Mm.
And it's based on emotions. And if something makes you feel happy, joy, that's your guides telling you,
green light.
You've got it. It's a green light.
Yeah.
But if it makes you feel ill or sick or anxious, that's your body trying to say, please don't do this. It's not for your best interests.
Yeah.
So I always follow that rule.
And it's the same, like, I keep learning, like, because, you know, you can fight your head.
Yes.
Listen to the calm voice.
Yes.
Don't listen to the negative kind of sad voice that can be there, because that's just your ego.
Yeah.
You listen to the calm one.
Yeah.
And that's the one you'll always believe.
100%.
And it's taken me a long time to get there, you know, because I used to think the other one was telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, don't talk on a podcast, don't eat, don't talk,
your mouth. You are not worthy.
Yeah, you were supposed to get your jaw cracked and, you know, try and kill yourself a few times, you know, but it's like, no, you actually, all of that was to come out the other side and learn your worth, because I want to learn my worth if I keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you, and I'm glad you're still with us to have this conversation today.
I'm grateful to be here. I know I'm supposed to be here, so that's why I'm just like...
I'm pretty sure we see a lot more of each other as well.
I know, and you live really close. Yeah. When you said your address, I was like, why did I think that was not in, like, close to me? And I was like, oh, we got here real close. I love that.
Well, shall we finish this segment off with some more music?
Why not? I've got another song.
Yeah.
Same artist, The Shift to Abundance. I would say the next one I would choose is I Am, because I don't know, you'll know it when you hear it, you'll be like, yep, no, I am.
We're listening. I totally am.
I am. I am. I am enough. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am divine. I am beautiful. I am so beautiful. I love myself. I trust myself.
deserve success. I deserve everything good. My energy is magnetic. Confidence grows in me. Every step I take, I shine brighter. I am beauty. I am power. Kindly to myself, I move like a magic. I shine without fear. My voice matters, my dreams matter.
Yes, another confirmation about music and what you feed your brain. And if you were enjoying this music and the show, the music that I play on all the podcasts, you can go to Spotify and find my playlist, Love Keris, where I add all the songs that have been gifted to me through the weeks. And yeah, have a little eclectic playlist of some of my favorite music. And new songs for me, maybe new songs for you. Right, so Emma, this is the part of the show where I like to do a collective reading for whoever's listening in right now. And whatever comes through. So these cards, as I explained earlier on, are called Peace of Mind. And this just... pieces of my mind that were stuck in limbo for so long and cramped and crowded and too many memories, too much trauma, too much. Not, it's not just the bad things, it's the good things as well. But we can only remember what we remember because that's as much as our capacity can go.
Yep.
But there are times when we go through experiences and we lock these memories up in the blocks and put them in the garage and they start gathering dust, and then we wonder why we are tripped over and triggered by things that are totally beyond our control.
Yeah.
Okay. And usually in a child we pack a lot of these boxes as children, as teenagers, as young adults, yeah. And when we need to unpack these boxes, it's not about forgiving or forgetting, it's about understanding why. And so, yeah, it's a basic jumbled explanation. I'm a lot like you, believe it or not. I'm very shy. I don't like talking about myself. I just open my mouth and the word fall out. But it's not me. This is my guide, Frank, who likes to butt in on the conversation. Right, so we have some cards throwing out as to what we need to talk about today. And this is like a little storyline. So if you've got anything to add to the conversation, please feel free, because that's how this works. And the first card that jumped out was Home Sweet Home. And the next cards were a pile of interesting points of view. So I'm just going to talk through this like a storyline. So Home Sweet Home. The card that you see here, that is my hometown. It's the Rhondda Valley in South Wales.
Oh, cool.
And that's a place where I never felt I belonged. I was always the odd one. I tried so hard to be me, but I was always the one who was different. Yeah?
I get that.
And sometimes when you're different, you go inwards and just hide away from the rest of the crowds. Or you put on the biggest, widest costume that you can ever imagine. And if you're going to look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
I'll give you something to look at.
Yeah.
And that's been me my entire life, all right? So, like I said, I was always into the heavy metal as opposed to everybody else being into rock and pop. I got teased mercilessly because I dared to be different. My boyfriends used to come and visit me and they'd get beaten up on the way home to the train because what are you doing in our village after one of our girls? Yeah, I know. Well, weird,
not,
eh?
It's not okay.
it's like, actually, this girl doesn't want you because you were treated her like rubbish for as long as you've known her, but she's not allowed to be happy with anybody else.
Yeah.
Interesting point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for this card, home is where the heart is.
Yep.
And for me, that's New Zealand. For me, that's a place where I could travel and I could be anybody I wanted to be because I had pre-thought plans of,
yeah.
I can't think of the word, but pre-thought plans of who I should be. I hadn't grown up with anybody. I hadn't met anybody for them to already establish a mindset of how I should act or how I should be.
Yeah, no, like, fake opinions. Like, exactly. the real truth coming through is you just doing whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. And that's the way that I like it. I can be myself, and we should all take that into consideration.
Yeah, I'm very trying. I'm trying to do that.
So the next card to come out is communication. New beginnings. Balance. First, do no harm, and done. So this little storyline is quite interesting because, oh my gosh, I was doing a spiritual affair on the weekend, and these particular cards just came over and over and over.
Oh my God, really?
And over.
I loved it.
Oh, everybody I read had at least one of these cards, which means there's a message that the universe is really needing to try and let people know. Communication, right? Speak your mind, speak your heart, speak your soul. Don't ever be afraid of speaking your mind, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
I love that.
Yeah, when you find your tribe, when you find your vibe, you'll find your tribe.
Mm.
And being in this new environment, new beginnings, the seeds have been planted.
Yeah.
They're already growing. It's not just planting them. They're already growing.
They're sprouting.
They're flourishing, okay? And the roots, the roots are definitely
being
set, okay?
Yeah, I get that for sure.
But you need to remember that the most important tool you have in your toolbox is balance, emotional balance. I can be a little bit what people would say bipolar, I suppose. I can be up, 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 and then I can be down, 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 depending on what's going on in my world at that particular time.
I get that for sure.
But the most important thing you can find is your balance. It's no point being up, 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 bouncing off the walls. Oh my God, I'm so happy. If you can't use that to focus.
Yeah.
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 And again, the same way, the other side, it's no point in being down in the dumps and full of anxiety if you can't build yourself up to focus, because you, whatever you think about is what is going to come to true. So it's finding a way of, just making everything nice and easy. So you can see the truth and feel the truth and do what you need to do to get there. The next card is First, Do No Harm. Again, when you're in a bad mood at somebody, it's easy to point the finger. But they can only see from their own perspective.
Yep.
You can't jump in their head and tell them, well, actually, this blah, 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 because they've got their own timeline to contend with as well. You don't know what their childhood has been like.
Yep.
You don't know what their emotional issues or triggers. You don't know what you could have done different to not cause that trigger.
Yeah.
But you have to be true to yourself. So you do it with kindness. You do it with respect. If I say something that you don't agree with, it doesn't mean that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that you were right.
Yeah.
It means we've both had different experiences.
Yeah.
That we need to decipher.
Yeah. Learning that as an adult, hey?
Absolutely.
You're like, no one thinks like you. No one is the same.
No.
So you just need to be kind to everyone and treat everyone with compassion and just small steps, because no one is on your level, because everyone is going through their own stuff.
Yes.
And how they were upbrought or their childhood and how it affects them now.
Exactly.
You know, we're all just like actual like little kids at heart, really.
We are. That's exactly what it is. Every battle we fight today, it goes back to our inner child. I mean, we've had a conversation earlier on about our inner child battles with the medical history. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody believed us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody believed.
But we believed us.
We knew. Yeah. We knew what was happening. But as a child, trying to get that point of view across, because you're an adult and I'm a child, does that make me wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah?
It's a good way to put it.
It doesn't make me wrong just because I'm in a smaller body than you was.
Yes. I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there are times when you've just got to draw the line and say, I'm done. I do not have to put up with your perception anymore. I am now allowing this relationship, this friend, you know, whatever ship it is, I'm allowing it to leave the shore.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow it to sail away and go wherever you please, because I am not responsible for how you take my words. And I do it with love and kindness and gratitude.
I love that. I love that so much.
And I tell you what, this time with you has just gone by in a blink of an eye.
I know.
And I'm going to have to cut that short and say goodbye. And thank you very much for the opportunity to converse with you today.
That's
thank
all right.
you so much to Art FM, because without you guys, this would not be a possibility. And love you. Love yourself first, because that's all that matters.
Damn straight. Thank you for having me. I feel very, very grateful. And yes, thanks Art FM for putting this out and making it happen.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like I made a new friend.
Certainly did. You have a great Tuesday, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.